Topic 183, Words of Power. 1. The basis of all manifested phenomena is the enunciated sound, or the word spoken with power, that is, with the full purpose of the will behind it. Herein, as is known, lies the value of meditation, for meditation produces eventually that inner dynamic purpose and recollection, or that internal ideation, which must invariably precede the uttering of any creative sound. From Initiation Human and Solar, page 150. 2. What the initiate is learning to do is to make sounds consciously and thus produce a studied and desired result, to utter words and be fully aware of the consequence on all planes, and to create forms and direct energy through sacred sounds, and thus further the ends of evolution. From Initiation Human and Solar, page 155. 3. The aspirant has to control his speech every minute of every day. This is a statement easily made, but most difficult to make practical. He who achieves it is rapidly nearing emancipation. This applies not to the reticence, the moroseness, the silence, and the voicelessness, which often distinguishes natures but little evolved, and which are in reality an inarticulate condition. It refers to the controlled use of words to effect certain ends, and the retention of speech energy when not needed, a very different matter. It involves a realization of cycles, of times and of seasons. It supposes a knowledge of the power of sound and of the effects produced through the spoken word. It involves an apprehension of the building forces of nature and their due manipulation, and is based on an ability to wield mental matter and to set it in motion in order to produce results in physical matter consonant with the clearly defined purpose of the inner God. It is the shining forth of the second aspect of the self, the Vishnu, or form-building aspect, which is the prime characteristic of the ego on its own plane. It would be well to ponder on this. From Initiation Human and Solar, pages 156 through 157. 4. Every word, differentiated or synthesized, affects the Deva kingdoms and hence the form-building aspects of manifestation. No sound is ever made without producing a corresponding response in Deva substance and driving multitudes of tiny lives to take specific forms. The majority of human beings as yet build unconsciously, and the form constructed is either of a beneficent or a maleficent agency, according to the underlying motive or purpose of the man. From Initiation Human and Solar, page 159. 5. Words of power, ancient mantras such as the Lord's Prayer and the Great Invocation, are only effective if used upon the mental plane and with the power of a controlled mind, focused on their intent and meaning behind the spoken effort. They then become potent. When said with the power of the soul as well as the directed attention of the mind, they automatically become dynamically effective. From the Externalization of the Hierarchy, page 144. 6. Words of power, and this is true also of the Om, are all of second ray origin. They are therefore intended for soul use, because the soul is the expression of the second aspect of divinity, and only the soul can really employ these words and sounds, and thus produce the desired results, which are always in line with the divine plan. It is frequently forgotten that they must be used by the soul in a dynamic manner, involving the serious recognition of the will aspect. From the Externalization of the Hierarchy, page 145.